Howard Stein presents an historic event, an indoor rock extravaganza, for the first time ever at the Houston Astrodome, Friday, August 30th at 7 p.m., starring Deep Purple with special guest star The Jay Giles Band and Elf. Also, a fourth act to be announced. All seats are reserved. $7.50 in advance, $8.50 at the door the day of the performance. Tickets are on sale now at the Astrodome box office and all six follies. Mail orders accepted. Address to Astrodome Ticket Manager, P.O. Box 1691, Houston. Enclosed 50 cents handling per order. For further information, call the Astrodome. Area code 713-748-4500 or Follies. Area code 713-223-4822. Don't miss this year's only Houston performance of Deep Purple with the Jay Giles Band and Elf. Friday night, August 30th at the Astrodome.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Put in his hand, but when the guy came at him, well, he panicked and ran, and it- Oh my goodness. Early 90s? Late 80s? LA? Concrete Blonde. God is a Bullet. That track for you. Hey, it's Steel City Music, and I am your host, Gunner, here. Yeah, it might have been the early 90s. Yeah, that's when it was from. You know, for a radio show host, a lot of times we write everything out and stuff, and you can clearly tell I didn't write anything out here. Yeah, Steel City Music, you can find us on the web, steelcitymusic.ca, Instagram, scmgram. Also, you can find us on the old Twitter, Steel City Music, and on the Facebook nonsense as well. We have a page, we have a Facebook group, you can join up to the group, you can post some music, and all the other fun things. You can share, and you can promote yourself, and blah, 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 and all those wonderful things. So there you go. Yeah, I just kind of was going through some music, and I went, oh, man, Concrete Blonde, I haven't heard any of that in a long time. So what we will do is we'll spin Tomorrow Wendy, which was a big hit for them, but also Andy Pryboy, who actually wrote the song. He was friends with the band back in the day. He went on to do his own thing, that sort of stuff. And he released the song, and it was like one of those haunting songs that really stuck with someone. A good friend of his contracted AIDS back in the day, and he wrote this song about the person. Yeah, and then Concrete Blonde went on to record the song and make it a huge hit. So we'll spin that tune. Also, Run, Run, Run as well, another favorite of mine. And this track, I just loved it when I was younger. Concrete Blonde, Still in Hollywood on Steel City Music. Enjoy, man.
Here by me. go crazy. You get tossed, you go round. It's like you know you're gonna fall off. He knows what you need. He knows how much you want. Not familiar. Welcome in. Can't believe that you let him introduce you as a friend. But you're always polite in case you need him again. No, not again. No, not again. Can't believe the way I see you run. Can't believe the way you bleed when you run. Oh, you have fun. Run. Hands are shaking and your lips are cracked. You swore. That you're never coming back. But it's one more time. It's only one more night. And once again, you lost your fight. So fight a little harder. Can't believe the way you bleed when you run. Can't believe the way you need to run. Oh, you still as young as you.
a great version. Tomorrow, Wendy. From Concrete Blonde. Hey, it's Steel City Music. Your host, Gunner, here. You can check us out on the website, steelcitymusic.ca, if you want to download the episode or contact me as well. All the stuff is there. And, of course, you can follow us on the socials, if you will. On Instagram, it's SCMGram. On Twitter, it's Steel City Music. And on Facebook, we have a Steel City Music group and also a page as well. So if you join up to the group and you're in a band or you run a charity or a small business and you want to do an interview, you want to promote your event, that sort of stuff, just join up and post your stuff and I'll be in contact or send me an email. There's a lot of ways of getting hold of me, that sort of thing. So there you go. I mean, that's what I'm here for, to promote. Sure, that's what it is. Okay, so Peter Murphy's touring again. Peter Murphy from Bauhaus fame from the mid-80s. They were a super huge band. When he split up from Bauhaus, he went on to do his own solo stuff. They went on to do Lover and Rockets, and they were fantastic as well. But Peter Murphy is going out on the road again, and I think it's a great thing for me to say because we are starting, and we are starting to open up now. People are starting to promote their music again. We were able to see bands. We were able to go see art, performances, everything. And that's just fantastic. So, I don't know, just a really feel-good thing. Now, the last time he was out was like 2019, going into 2019. And, of course, Peter got himself in some trouble and got into some fights at some shows. Bit of an ornery man. But hopefully he'll be announcing some dates here in North America. He's always done well here. So hopefully we get to see him. Yeah, I would definitely buy a ticket to see him before the next pandemic comes out. Oh, God, why did I say that? Marlena Dietrich, poem for her. We'll throw that in. All Night Long. And this one, really big one, called Cut You Up. It was. I think it was one of his biggest solo hits. It came out in the early part of the 90s. So we'll start it off this set with this, plus an interview with the great Juliana Jones out of Hamilton, Ontario. Enjoy. Find you in the morning, after dreams of distant signs. Pour yourself over me, like the sun through the blinds. You lift me up. Out. Keep me walking, but never shout. Hold the secret close, I hear you say. You know the way it goes about. It takes you in and spits you out. It spits you out when you desire to conquer and to feel your higher. To follow it, you must. Mistakes that you do mean. Move the heart, switch the pace. Look for what seems out of place. And turns, changing colors, spinning yarns. You know the way it leaves you dry. It cuts you up and takes you high. You know the way it's painted gold. Is it honey? Is it cold? You know the way it goes about. It takes you in and spits you out. We'll be right back.
mother loved it, so she said. Sad-eyed pearl and drop lips, glancing kiss who ride a man, spoke hushed and frailing hips. The old ice skim increasing lips, the tear falls as she describes. Approaching death with a yearning heart, with pride and no despise. Arches flow as she recounts her favorite word of token. Forgive me, peace, for hurting so. Don't go away, heartbroken, no. Arches flow as she recounts her favorite word of token. Forgive me, peace, for hurting so.
time. My next guest on Steel City Music is my old pally wally, Juliana Jones. Welcome to Steel City Music.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Hello. Thank you. We're doing this via Zoom. Well, hello. Thank you.
Yes.
Like, and even before we did this interview, you're like going, I'm used to Zoom, you know, like I'm teaching, I'm doing this stuff. So I'm kind of, you know, do I put the makeup on? Do I get dressed
right
up for class? Yeah. And I'm sitting over here fretting, like going, should I dye my beard? Maybe she's thinking, maybe the word's going to get out that I got old in 15 months. You know?
No, you're all good, Gunner.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, just, I don't know. It's just so much insecurity and anxiety coming through everybody right now, especially me. You know, now that we're on the tail end of COVID, I'm like, I'm watching it, Juliana, for the, okay, we let's see, we're at 76% of this. Okay. That means that they're going to open up. I might be able to see a movie in a theater by September. I don't know. Everyone get
right.
Shot. Could you just get your second shot, please? Just so I can, like, you know, go out and feel like I'm going to be all right. You know, are you all vaxxed
right,
up?
Right. Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We need more community leaders. You're one
yes.
of them.
Yes.
They get on that. Okay. Now, the reason why you and I are yapping is you released a couple singles already. No, like, was it one? It was Bad For Me. Was one single Bad
For Me in
March.
Yeah. And then Can't Help It was recently. Yeah.
These singles that you're releasing, did you record a series of them and then you're just going to do this every third month or that sort of thing?
Yeah. So I kind of had a tentative marketing plan, like a schedule for myself, as far as like what I wanted to release and the ideas that I had, because I write music like all the time. Like I'm consistently at my piano or in co-writes, and I try to plan as much as possible. I know like it's been really hard with like COVID, so everything's kind of done online. If I'm not doing things by myself, I'm usually sitting on Zoom and writing a bunch of stuff and getting together with my friends over Zoom or whoever I'm writing with and just bouncing ideas back and forth and just kind of having like an idea on like figuring out like who I am as an artist and my sound and what I like and being really relatable. And that kind of plays into the songs that I release. So when I released Bad For Me and Can't Help It, Bad For Me was kind of like the song that was my like comeback per se, if you want to say, because I hadn't released music before then since 2019.
Well,
so,
but was that including the stuff that you did with LT the Monk?
Yeah.
Was that 2019?
Yes, it was.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while. It's been a while. So I've been kind of on the hustle for the past like 2 years, trying to just figure out like what I wanted to do, my rebrand, I guess you could say, and just figuring out like who I am as an artist, like what my core values are as an artist, but also as like a, you know, myself, like who is Juliana Jones? Like, who am I basically? And what that can resonate in my music. Cause I don't want to be that cookie cutter artist that someone's like, oh yeah, you're another, this person, or you're whatever, like you're shaping, you're molded into the whatever. Like I really want to push and break barriers for like myself and right. other artists who will come after me and who the artists who I, you know, inspire who have come before me. So
you know, you say that, you know, about you don't want to be cookie cutter and you want to like break new ground, that sort of thing. But I mean, 2019 and it's 2021 now. Mm-hmm. That's not really, you seem to have put a lot of pressure on yourself being a graduate of Mohawk College in the music program. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, just because my background is Mohawk College when like the radio broadcasting and I was a student
right.
years ago and, mm-hmm. and I taught there. That's a lot of pressure of learning everything. And, you know, I've been to some of those recitals over the years for the music program. That's mm-hmm. a pressure cooker. So
yeah.
when you see a lot of artists come out of that program, a lot of students, you know, and then it's like some of them need to take a breath. It sounds to me like you're putting even more pressure on yourself to shine a little bit harder and a lot quicker.
I mean, I guess you could look at it that way, but from my point of view, I find that is like I kind of like enjoy it, not gonna lie. Like I always try to push myself to the next level. I really want to dive deep into myself and my artistry and who I am and all that kind of stuff. And that just, I guess, you end up having to put pressure on yourself and see that. But I don't look at it as putting pressure on yourself. I feel like it's like an artist development. Like you find out more about yourself every single day when you're working through music. And yeah, recitals and all that was really hard when I was at Mohawk, but that was a lesson for myself. Like, how can I improve whatever I did there? How can I take that and then make it better? How can I do all these different things and make it what I want and really emulate that for me and my artistry and my brand and like who I am and, you know, that whole spectrum and really just shape it into myself, me, like who I am.
2 years though, you're evolving as an artist and as a, even without the arts aspect, the creativity thing of this is who you are as a musician, someone who's creative, you're changing as a person over time anyway, hopefully. Yeah. So who were you in 2019 to who you are now?
Oh God, like two different people.
is it really that traumatic for you?
People.
Like, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, the environment just plays a huge part in that being a huge factor, right? So me, my mental space was, you know, I was still in student mode, right? Then, I mean, now I'm still in student mode because I'm back in school. So back then I was in student mode, mentally, and wanted to learn as much as I could as the student, quote unquote. And, you know, take that and looking back at who I was then, it's very different from who I am now because the environment's changed somewhat, but just even mentally, like I've grown so much in the past 2 years and my songwriting alone has changed drastically. There's a lot more events that I can write about now.
Right.
So, and then there's also like my production and who I've met and my connections and just the people that I'm surrounding myself with are a lot more healthier for my mental health than who, I don't want to say who I was hanging out with in 2019, but it's just my circles have become smaller and smaller as the years have gone on. And I'm grateful for that because, you know, you would rather have, as they say, 4 shiny quarters than 100 dull pennies, because pennies are, one, not really worth much now.
True.
And you want to have people that are going to be in your corner and not just people who are going to be like there because they want something from you or they want whatever, you know, clout, if for lack of a better word. But you want to kind of, I look back at it and I'm very surprised at who I was back then compared to who I am now. I'm one, proud of myself for going through the things that I went through, but I see a completely 360 game change. Like mentally for me is a huge thing. Cause now I love music and it's such an art to me and I'm so passionate about it. And I'm really like happy with everyone who's been supporting me thus far in my journey with music. But on that too, it's like, I'm so much more business savvy now. And wasn't what I was looking at. I was looking at more performance and that, but you know, getting in the business side of things, like now I'm at Humber College for music business and I'm studying the music business side of everything. And
is that a 2 year or 3 year?
So that's actually an intensive summer course.
Oh,
so
is
it's
it?
2 semesters and 1 for the summer. And then it actually runs through a internship from September to December.
Okay. That's how they run.
Yeah. So I'm busy.
what brought that on? Was it just what you were saying over the last couple of years of changing your view on how to do things? Yeah.
I would say so because after I graduated, I was lucky enough to score a teaching job, which is amazing. A lot of people don't really get to a lot of people don't really get to score a job right out of college. And I was really happy that I was able to get one. So with that being said, I was working, but I was also performing at the same time. I performed in Supercrawl that year. I also did the Canada Bayfront Festival that year. And there were a couple of other major performances that I was eligible to do that year. And I'm super grateful for those opportunities. But I was more focused on the performance side. Like I said, I didn't really have a lot of business knowledge behind me. I would do a lot of freelance work. That was something that I did a lot of. I went to a lot of conferences. I actually went to Canadian Music Week 2019. And I was super happy that I got to experience it because that was a whole other world to me. Like, I was in awe. I walked in and I was like, wow, like, I know that I'm supposed to be here, which was insane because I was like, I've never been here before. But like, I just knew deep down that it was something that I wanted to do, to be a part of, to understand, but then be on the forefront of, I'm an artist. I represent, like, being here. If that, yeah, that's my take on it.
Canadian Music Week is great, but you have to go to it at least 5 times before you figure it out. And I say that is because you go there. The first time you go there, everyone says, okay, there's this seminar. There's this seminar. So-and-so is speaking from this label about distribution, the do's and don'ts. And this one's talking about this. And you're like, uh-huh, yeah. And then they're like, okay, well, you plan out your entire day. And it's like, okay, well, the first one starts at, 9 o'clock. The last one you're going to is like 5:15. And if you pack it, every single one, you cut in, all these people are talking and there's all this noise and you're supposed to be trying to absorb as much you can from everyone. It gets to be a bit exasperating. So that's why I say you should go to it like 5 times. The first 3 are just to like figure out how to do it properly. Like there's so much planning ahead of time of who you want to meet and speak with.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to catch everything. It's just impossible.
No.
Right.
No. Cause everything is so like, they're all booked up at the same time. They're trying to fit everything they can in one week. Like back when they did it back in person. And it's insane. You know, I was so happy that I was able to actually go and get the opportunity to go and visit. But going through school now and hearing everything actually that you had just said, and like going through the actual school, quote unquote, mode of it, and listening to what the profs have to say, people from like industry labels like have talked about it. And hearing their perspective, like I have a better understanding of what, if I went to another one in person, I know exactly from my standpoint, what I want to focus on, what my strengths and weaknesses are, what I want to benefit. And then if I go to another one of those conferences, you know, whenever we're back in person and things are back to normal, I now have a better understanding of where I want to focus my attention to.
Right. So, okay. So you're in school now. That's the, that's consuming a lot of your time. Yeah. You're releasing, this will be your second single out now, or should just came out of as of June 18th.
Yeah. It'd be my third solo single. Yeah.
Your third solo single. When you were planning this out, how did you choose which song to release when? Like, what was the thinking behind that? Was it like, were you trying to hit them with like the poppy stuff first and then the thinkers on the back end? Or were you, if you would have hit this one out first, I don't think you would have like caught everyone's, I mean, cause when you listen to the lyrics in this one, you're like, she's pissed. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm glad you kind of caught on to that too. And I'm the one thing that I wanted I was telling a lot of people this too, that I want people to take away what they want from both songs. I wrote it from a place of my self-experience and everything. Like a lot of the stuff that I write about, every single thing that I've actually ever written and released was all from personal experience. And it's cool because I've gotten a lot of people being like, oh, it's so relatable. It's so relatable. And I'm like, I'm happy because people can take the song and make it their own, take that situation and make it into something that they're like, I went through this. And I'm like, it's a song I can listen to and relate back to. Like Bad For Me was a huge one. Like they're all like, oh my gosh, yeah, I know this person's bad for me. And like, you just like made it so much, like you put it all, everything I was feeling into like literally one song. Like there would be like, how about my feeling? Put what, like, this is the one song I'd play for them.
To me, when I listen to that track, it's just like, oh, this is like upbeat and kind of like, this person's all not good for me. I get it. But it's upbeat, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then when you get into Can't Help It, you're like, oh yeah, she's really angry about this.
And it's actually crazy because they were written in two different timelines. They were written in two different years. Like it's actually crazy because
that length of time.
Yeah. So Can't Help It was actually written before Bad For Me. So Can't Help It was written in 2019, September of 2019. Okay.
See, this is what this was about. In my brain, it goes differently, right?
Yeah. So yeah, because I've written a bunch of songs that are on the what's that called, the on the lineup, as one would say, to hopefully, fingers crossed, be released. But Can't Help It was written in 2019, September, I believe, with Garrett Lajoie. And we had co-wrote the song together and finalized and got it together and that stuff. Bad For Me was actually written mid-December of last year, 2020.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you recorded those a little while ago. This is coming out now. You're going back to school. Mm-hmm. You're trying to plan everything out. You know, and now it's 2021, mm-hmm. you know, things are starting to open up a little bit.
Yeah.
Are there any thoughts of putting together an EP and then going to do shows? Are there plans of doing a residency, that sort of thing here in Hamilton, yeah. if it's at all possible? Because I meant to talk to you about that before, because you were teaching. And as you said, you were after you got out of school, you did the Supercrawl show and you did the festival show. But yeah. I don't think we ever really talked about whether or not you were doing like a regular gig, unless it might have been in Burlington, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I had one. I was doing one at Lockside. It's a restaurant out in Burlington. It's literally right beside Spencer Smith Park.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, I was doing one. It was every Friday night. It was like an acoustic thing. I did it with my good friend and guitarist, James DeGeer. We would do that like every Friday, and we've done it for we did it before COVID, right? It was pretty much all through 2019 up until Christmas. And then we took a break and then COVID hit, and I was like, all right, cool. Like, things are just going to kind of have to like wait, I guess, a little bit. But yeah, that was kind of that. As far as EP and that stuff, of course, I miss playing live so much. Like, I was watching videos the other day of myself, and then I was watching videos on YouTube of other people playing, like other artists that aren't from this area. But oh my gosh, man, like, it's insane. Like, I miss the feeling of getting up on stage and like singing. Like, I never thought that would be something that I'd have to ever say, you know, like, it's crazy, but I'm very thankful that I had the opportunity to even do that. And now being able to go back, like, and being able to have prepared myself for, you know, coming back and being really like focused, like really heavily on performing and having my material together, I think it's cool to be able to go forward and, like, you know, come correct. So
is it safe to say COVID has given you a chance to become refocused or even hyper focused on what you want to do?
Yeah, I would say
this,
so.
This,
yeah.
What happened? This
yeah.
Open. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always like to find at least some sort of silver lining with the COVID pandemic, what it's done for most yeah. of us, you know, a way of rethinking how we're doing things, that sort of thing. Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Being able to learn to do the Zoom thing. And are you using Zoom on your phone?
No, I use Zoom like literally 12 hours a day. Right. Most days if I'm working or if I'm doing like, if I'm teaching or if I'm in school or I'm doing my own business thing, I'm on like Zoom, like on my laptop, like all the time.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Just that's just like a side thing for me, just because
yeah.
it's fallen twice while you were looking at me and I saw your ceiling twice. I'm like, going, is this on a phone? What's
no,
going on?
No, no, I'm adjusting my position here. We're all good.
Okay. All right. Well, hey man, thanks for taking the time to have a chat. And when's the next time we can see you? Are you doing any online performances that we can plug?
It's in the works. It's in the works. I'll be posting it hopefully very soon.
What kind of marketing is that? There should be, you should have a written statement ready for that. One of those stupid questions.
There's a lot of it. There's a lot of exciting things coming though. Like, I'm very, things I can't really speak upon yet, but there are a lot of exciting things that I'm working on that I can't wait to actually share dates and stuff, but it's going to be really cool. Hey guys, it's Juliana Jones. Check out my new single, Can't Help It, on all streaming platforms now.
Should've known they're playing with fire. Only gets you burned. I should've known I gave them the lighter. It only made things worse. I should really know my desire is one I should let go. I should've known we were playing with fire. I didn't see it. Now I'm breathing through this smoke. Got me knocking on your front door.
dove right in, I'm treading water. You pulled me in too close. Is it a sin? You're making this harder.
FM The Hawk from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
That's it. That's all I'm going to say. The tease is done. Let's move on with our lives. SteelCityMusic.ca is the website. You can find all past episodes and all the other fun stuff. And if you have a request, if you want to do an interview, if you want to promote something, you have an event, you have a business that needs a little boost, you want people to know about, that sort of thing, because that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to help out as many people as I can because this stupid COVID has changed all our lives. By the way, go get vaccinated, would you? Come on. What do you say? It's just a couple jabs. If medically you can't do it, then that's fine. Because apparently your doctor says it's not good for you, whatever, I'll accept that. But any other things, no, I don't think any of us can accept it. And just go get vaccinated so we can all move on with our lives. And then you can start all your conspiracy theories.